From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiations continued Saturday as the P5 plus one group looks to finalize a nuclear deal with Iran. Those who are close to the talks are optimistic that negotiators can overcome obstacles and reach a full accord before a June 30th deadline that the parties have set for themselves. As VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Vienna, a final deal could also help rescue Iran's economy.
On a drizzly Saturday, high-level talks between Iran, the U.S., Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany began again. Diplomats hope for the last time before a deal is struck. The goal in Vienna is to prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons in exchange for relief from international sanctions that are crushing the Iranian economy. Hardliners in both Iran and the U.S. are against the deal, with both groups saying the deal favors the other country. But diplomats say curbing Iran's nuclear program could lift war clouds between Iran and the West here in Austria, making the region more peaceful for years to come. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vienna.
Kurdish fighters have driven out the Islamic State group from the Syrian border town of Kobani 2 days after the jihadists took over several of the town's neighborhoods. At least 174 civilians were killed in the conflict since the IS group infiltrated the town on Thursday. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, recaptured the contested town near the Turkish border earlier this year. This is VOA News. The Greek parliament has voted to accept Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's call for a July 5th referendum on proposed reforms needed to get bailout money from the EU. The late-night vote in Athens began after Eurozone finance ministers refused to extend a bailout program that Greece needs. Eurozone members meeting in Brussels, minus Greece, said in a joint statement that they stand ready to do whatever is necessary to ensure the stability of the euro financial area. The European Central Bank is set to meet Sunday amid fears that Greek banks will not be able to open on Monday. Greece needs an $8 billion installment from an EU bailout, that is, to repay nearly $2 billion to the International Monetary Fund by Tuesday. Thousands of Shiite mourners gathered at the Jafari Cemetery Saturday to bury victims of Friday's mosque attack in Kuwait City. 27 people were killed in the bombing and more than 200 injured when a suicide bomber detonated a device in the Imam Sadiq Mosque. The Islamic State affiliate in Kuwait claimed responsibility for the blast. Friday's attack was one of three worldwide, including a deadly attack against beachgoers in Tunisia and an attack in France on an American-owned gas company's office. Police in northeastern Nigeria say two female suicide bombers were killed Saturday when one of their devices exploded prematurely. Local police say the women were trying to hitch a ride toward the city of Maiduguri but were not picked up. Police later heard a loud explosion, and found the two women dead next to the road. The militant group Boko Haram has increasingly used female bombers for its attack in northeastern Nigeria. More than 200 people were injured, 80 of them seriously, in an explosion at fire at a water park outside Taiwan's capital city Saturday. The Apple Daily newspaper's website showed people dancing and swimming and clouds of powder being sprayed. Suddenly, the powder ignited. Media reports say that some victims suffered burns to nearly half their bodies. Mourners gathered at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, Saturday for the funerals of three more of the victims of this month's deadly shootings there. Cynthia Hurd, Tawanza Sanders, and 87-year-old Susie Jackson were among the nine people killed when a gunman with white supremacist beliefs opened fire at the church on June 17th. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, U.S. Senator Tom Scott, and Charleston Mayor Joseph Riley were among the mourners. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.